Good afternoon, Los Angeles and Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomena of the 80s, also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And happy Tuesday to you, Southern California. Well, we've been waiting a long time to hear this topic. I haven't done this topic actually for, I guess, about 4 months. But so many of us need it. People turning 39, people turning 40, 41, people that are 42, 43. I'm going to dedicate this topic to Pete Maravich, one of the greatest basketball players in the history of the world, who died last week of a heart attack at the age of 40 in his astrological midlife crisis transit. And thank goodness not everyone does die during an astrological midlife crisis transit, but still a lot of people do go through a lot of very strange effects and changes in their lives. It's funny, as you study astrology, you become blatantly aware that everyone goes through a Saturn cycle from 27 years old to 30, which is what we call a Saturn return, because it takes that long for Saturn to go all the way around the universe and return to your birth point in your chart, 28 and a half to 30 years. And usually when that Saturn planet knocks on your door, you are faced up with the reason why you were born, with what you are meant to do, your major lesson in life, your major karma in life. Well, once you get through the Saturn return, if you're an astrological aficionado, you kind of think, boy, I'm glad that's over. The rest of my life should be a sail. Then you start studying astrology, maybe listening to the Astrology Hour here and there, and you suddenly realize that there's something else about to happen to you. Just because you turn 30, you got about 8 years or 9 years to prepare for the midlife crisis transit. Nothing like a Saturn return, because Uranus and Neptune and Pluto are three planets that take such a long time to move that it's like waiting for a bus. I'll give you an example. It takes Uranus approximately 84 years to go around all 12 signs. That takes Saturn 28 years to travel, and the Sun only 1 year to travel. It takes Neptune over 100 years to go through those 12 signs, just like Pluto, which takes over 100 to 116 years. So with Neptune and Pluto sitting in one sign for about 12 to 16 years, let's face it, even if you live to be 60, 70 years old, you're only going to go through a Neptune-Pluto transit that'll go through maybe 4, 5, or 6 of your houses, and that's it. Not too many people live to have a Neptune or a Pluto return. But all of us, if we survive to 39 or 40, go through what I refer to as the midlife crisis transit. And I know there's people out there that like to call it a midlife celebration transit. And really, you don't know what it's like until you are 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, and 44. It's a 6-year transit. And what happens is that you don't have a Uranus return, you don't have a Neptune return, you don't have a Pluto return. You see, Uranus is at odds with the planet Uranus in your own natal chart. It's actually in opposition too, right? Got it? See, it takes Uranus about 84 years to go the whole gamut in your chart. So if you do make it to 83, then you will have what is called a Uranus return. My grandmother died during Uranus return when she was 83, and they say if people can survive that 83rd year, that Uranus return, that they'll probably destined to have a lot of happy years in their future, long life and such. That's why people in 83 can see 93 or 103 or beyond. But the point is that when you get to halfway through that Uranus return, then you're about 40, okay? Figure it out, 84 years for one full circle, and about 40 years when Uranus is opposition itself. We call that the Uranus opposition Uranus. And at the same time this happens, it just so happens that in that 39 to 40 year period, Neptune has moved 3 signs away from where it was in your birth point. So Neptune is square itself, called the Neptune square Neptune, and that puppy lasts for about 2 years. And then Pluto, at the same time, has also moved about 3 signs on. For example, I was born with Uranus in Gemini, 1948. Here it is, 1988, 40 years later, and Uranus is in late Sag, oppose my Uranus, so you got it, I'm 39, and I'm starting my midlife crisis transit. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that happens, too. things happen now when you're close to 40 that if they happened at 20 or 30, I definitely would have panicked and freaked out. And then Neptune was in Libra when I was born at 10 degrees, and here we are some 39 years later. Now Neptune's at 8 Capricorn, square my Neptune, which is three signs away. And Pluto was in Leo when I was born at 14 degrees, and here it is in Scorpio at 12, three signs later. So everybody, no one actually escapes this transit, the midlife crisis transit. And it's not bad. It doesn't really hurt. What it is, it's the big test. It's the big question that asks us, what is important? The materialistic world or your spiritual self? I see it as a choice between materialism and spirit. If you are a person that covets things, you're greedy. If you are an adulterer, if you are somebody that hoards money or is selfish or steals or robs, if you are someone that takes advantage of the government or insurance or other people in lawsuits, if you have done things in your life that may be detrimental to your soul's path, whatever Saturn dictates at the Saturn return, which is the major focus on karma, Uranus and Neptune and Pluto are three planets that I refer to as the interdimensional trio, which is actually a link to our higher selves from this material world. So whatever we have done up to this point, if we have been bad, or if our motives are not clear, or our ethics are not honest, if we have been untruthful, and maybe we have also reached the end of our path, like Pete Maravich, who was taken away from us, then actually, when you go through this cycle, then literally you are whacked upside the head and down the head to show you what the truth is, or to help force you into your life's mission, which 99% of us are faced up with a spiritual mission, even though we refuse to accept that. You see, there are a lot of us out here that were born to be philosophers and born to be teachers and born to be healers and born to be all kinds of positive, I would say, catalyzers for the new age and new age growth and spiritual awareness. But at the same time, we think that corporations and real estate and the stock market and making the $1 million and getting married and having children, that's why we were born, because that's what we were conditioned to believe. And then a lot of us go through this Uranus opposed Uranus, Neptune square Neptune, Pluto square Pluto, and we realize, wow, suddenly everything I've worked for that I thought was so important is being taken from me. As an astrologer, I find that a high frequency of my callers and listeners and people I have seen in person as far as clients are concerned are people that are in the age groups of 39 to 44. If you are 44 or beyond, congratulations, because it's over. You're through it. It's finished. And if you are about to be 38 or 39, get ready, because your motives and your karma and your life's mission is about to be tested. A couple of strange things have happened to me this year. I was trying to make a list because I'm not even in the thick of it yet, right? But I've already had problems with my insurance, with the DMV, strange auto accidents that definitely have not been my fault. People have hit me, but they're still suing me, right? Sudden illness that has come on me when I was traveling, very uncomfortable thing to happen. And just strange attitude and motivational effects emotionally. And actually, what you feel like doing, many times what I have found to be the symptom of this transit, because Uranus is opposed Uranus, it makes you think that change is the key. And a lot of people going through the midlife crisis transit, they're impulsive to break up with their husbands and wives, leave their jobs, move out of the city. But Uranus is going to be opposed Uranus for at least a year, which means those of you born in 1948, 1949, 1950 that are going through this are just beginning it, unlike those that are born in 47, 46, 45, 44, and part of 43 that are pretty much in the thick of it, right? The beginning people, well, the key here is to try not to change, because see, when there's an opposition transit going on, what happens is that extenuating circumstances seem to crop up that force us to choice. Do you get the point here of the Uranus opposed Uranus? Uranus in the sky opposed your natal Uranus is a strange, strange transit, because what it does is it makes us think that the key to happiness is change. Gosh, when I first started this transit, I wanted to move out of LA. I wanted to change my career. I wanted to change my appearance. I wanted to get a new wardrobe. I was thinking of settling down with somebody, whatever, you know. And then I thought, wait a minute. There's so many things happening beyond my control. Why initiate any other changes when I think the point of life, the key to life right now, is just riding the storm and adapting and making the necessary choices when they hit? You get it? A big part of this transit, especially for those of you that have Uranus in Gemini, right, is mental anxiety, nervousness, irritability, and mental depression. See, because that Sag-Gemini effect, that Sag-Gemini opposition we're going through right now, it kind of makes us feel crazy, especially with our friends. See, Uranus is also a planet that rules friends. So a lot of people go through major friendship karma when they go through this aspect too. A lot of us lose many of our friends. It seems like only the finer friends will stick, the ones that are loving and understanding and truly loyal. And all the garbage is kind of washed away, right? So people that really aren't your friends, that really may be using you, will drop off. We're still hurt by this. A lot of people born in 49 and 50, late 48, I think, and 51, all have Uranus and Cancer. And with Saturn and Uranus both going into Capricorn in February, Saturn for 2.5 years and Uranus for 7 years, then the key here is going to be emotional frustration and disarray. So we're going from a mental anxiety midlife crisis for the 40s generation. Then as we get into the 1950s generation, their midlife crisis from the Uranus opposed Uranus standpoint is going to be emotional and getting in touch with emotions and friends and emotions and goals. Because Uranus is also a planet of where am I going? What am I doing? What have I done with my life up to this point? Can I improve it? Can I do any better? So a lot of people actually are forced to trash all their work they've done up till this point and start over again. Remember the saying, life begins at 40? Well, it's not an accident that that saying came about. It's funny, in the hippie days, in the 60s, there was a big gap between under 30 and over 30 people. And as an astrologer, in the 80s, we recognized this generation gap as the difference between the Saturn return. And then there was that saying for centuries, life begins at 40, right? Now we know what that is. That's the midlife crisis transit that we're going through. A lot of us, if you do survive to be 39 or 40. So that's really the effect of Uranus. The Uranus opposed Uranus starts at around 38 and goes all the way up to about 40 and beyond, about almost to 41. That's how long it opposes itself, because it retrogrades and goes forward and retrogrades and goes forward again. When it's done with you, you're pretty much stripped away of a lot of your goals, a lot of your friends, a lot of your directions, and a lot of that stubbornness that you've been clinging on to. It forces you to be more humble and more giving, more caring, not take life for granted, not take anything for granted. You got 10 fingers and 10 toes, and you got eyes and nose and mouth and ears, and you thank God for these things during the Uranus opposed Uranus, and you stop being so obsessive. Now, in the rest of the topic, we're going to talk about Neptune and Pluto, some of the disillusionments and shattered dreams and forced transformation and rebirth that comes about from the Neptune square Neptune and Pluto square Pluto transit. And this is a hot topic. Hello, Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris. You're listening to the 2-hour expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Heard weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. If you'd like to share the crying towel today and you're in a midlife crisis transit, I'd be interested to see what some people are going through. We do have a full board of calls now. Josh has a general question. Robert, Daniela, Carla, Beverly, Elizabeth has a general question. Joyce and Kathy will be going to all of you shortly, the general questions first. So hang in there. Sorry about the Herald article, but I was told we'd be in the Herald today, but for some reason we're not, so I'll keep you posted in case that does eventually happen with my predictions. But, you know, it's part of the crisis transit that you get disappointments. That's really what the Neptune square Neptune's all about. To really zero in on what is going on in your life, it's very important to know, number one, if you are having the midlife transit, but number two, what houses are your Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto in? Like, my Uranus is in the 9th, my Neptune's in the 12th, and my Pluto's in the 10th. So obviously this transit has to do with my philosophy and my freedom, which is the 9th, also my career, which is the 10th from Pluto, and my debts to mankind being my own worst enemy, and my spiritual self from Neptune being in the 12th. So you can really focalize more on how you are being affected if you are smart enough to zero in on what houses the Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are in. And as part of today's topic, because you only get one question per call, you can zero in on one particular transit of either your Uranus, Neptune, or Pluto by sign and house, and we'll look at it together. See, another question is, where is the transiting planet coming from? Uranus in Sag right now is in my 3rd house of my psychological self, and it's opposed my 9th house of philosophy. You wouldn't believe all the born-again Christians that have been calling me and testing my philosophies. A lot of my friends are becoming born-again Christians. I can't believe people think that astrology is so bad. Like, I keep telling people that the three wise men were three of the greatest astrologers that ever existed. I believed that the great star of Bethlehem was really a Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn conjunction at that time that was so bright that it appeared to be a five-pointed star. And those three astrologer kings actually used that astrological configuration to lead them and guide them to the birth of Christ. But there are people out there that keep putting down astrology and saying it's mentioned in the Bible and all this stuff. And that's, you know, part of my own transit, because I'm having a Uranus in the third house in Sag transiting opposed my ninth house Uranus, which tests my astrological philosophy. And it's going to start getting more and more intense. So I expect even probably St. Peter to show up or something and go, what are you doing, Farley? But I'm not scared. But anyway, what about Neptune? What about Neptune? Well, you see, Neptune is a planet that embraces all of our hopes and our dreams and our aspirations. And the fact, the choice between either hating ourselves or loving ourselves, it's the Pisces factor. It's either self-destruct or love everything. Because Pisces people are so sensitive. This is the most vulnerable part of our charts almost. And all of you having the midlife crisis transit, even people born back in 1942 that went through this, you all have Neptune in Libra, which is the hippie generation factor. Now, I'm not saying you were all hippies, but you see, Neptune in Libra is the great experimenter. You notice a lot of people experimented with drugs and alcohol and pot and cocaine and acid and lifestyles and promiscuity and communal relationships and stuff. And a lot of us has come out of that, but still, now we're going through the karma of trying to figure out exactly what we do want in life. Because when Neptune in Capricorn is squaring Neptune in Libra in our natal charts for the midlife crisis transit now, what happens to our relationships? We're talking, because Neptune square Neptune, it's almost like a hallucinogenic transit. We always think that everything is okay. But then it's like blowing up a balloon and keep going, and then, you know, and just bursts. And the Neptune square Neptune really tells us to be cautious, to not depend on things the way they seem, expect the unexpected, and especially in relationships. Because a lot of us, hey, let me tell you something, I wish I had a dollar for every person I know that's broken up or gotten divorced, some of my family members included, that have already gone through this Neptune square Neptune, because it just takes all your ideas on relationships and blows them out of the water. And Neptune's at 8 Capricorn, my Neptune's at 10 Libra, I'm sitting there going, my God, I'm only 2 degrees off here, and this thing lasts for 2 years. Can you believe that? 2 years. So what do you do? Well, I think the best thing to do is try to be an observer, try to remain calm, because it's a very irritable transit. Try to expect the unexpected, and expect things to burst and to shatter, especially when it comes to relationships, anything concerned with balance, partnerships, because Libra rules partnerships, right? Because Neptune's in Capricorn now. Career is affected. Success factors are affected. Can you see this yet? Are you starting to get into the scope of this? Uranus opposed Uranus kind of changes your directions and friends. Neptune square Neptune kind of shatters your dreams and relationships and your balance. And then the Pluto square Pluto, well, talk about a rebirth. This is a big lesson in humility. A lot of us with Pluto square Pluto now and in the last 5-6 years all have Pluto in Leo. And so we have this heavy transdimensional karma with authority, right? Police, leadership, courts, justice, lawsuits, in Leo, family and show business and bosses, employees and children. So the Pluto square Pluto tests our ego when it comes to dealing with authority. You know, you're going to say a dirty word to a cop when he pulls you over for a gridlock or something, right? But that's what happens during a Pluto square Pluto. You blow it. You lose your temper. You have a Scorpio rage. Pluto is the Scorpio factor. And it's in Leo in most of our midlife charts, right? Because we were born in the 40s and 50s. A lot of us have that. So Pluto in Scorpio releases this Kundalini energy and forces us to be humble and spiritual, not selfish, not obsessed. All your life you've been saying my way or no way. And then Pluto square Pluto hits and God says, no way, no way. It's like, forget this my way stuff. You're going to do what God says here. So a lot of the times, you talk about maturity and you talk about spiritual growth and you talk about soul growth and soul evolution. But when you go through this transit, you know, respect people that are beyond 44 years old, because if they're beyond 44 cycles around the sun, right, 44 transits around the sun, 44 years, then they've gone through this Uranus opposed Uranus, Neptune square Neptune, Pluto square Pluto. A lot of them will say, hey, my life at 40 was great. And most of them will say it was no problem. Some people freak out during it. They lose it. They get sick. They can make themselves sick. Their whole life changes. What are you supposed to do? Hey, I have an old saying. It's called fire and fall back, which I like to meditate on. Adjust and adapt. Adjust and adapt. Recognize that your chart is in a flux. Recognize that this is the way we show you how astrology works. This is how we validate astrology for you as a human behavioral science, because I know a lot of psychologists that swear by this stuff to try to understand why people go through this awesome change at 30 years old and from 39 to 44. So I think it's a tremendous edge that we know about it now, that we understand it now, and that we can have a show like the Astrology Hour that can explain it to us. And I don't always do this topic, so if you're listening today, congratulations, especially if you're about to turn 38, 39, or 40, or you're into it already. But I think the point is, recognize that your life is in flux, retain your spiritual priorities, because that's all you've got. Meditation, prayer, keeping a positive attitude, being optimistic, using laughter therapy, using crying therapy, discharging and channeling your emotions and your fears, trying to radiate to the part of your life that is good and new and different and evolved, and learning to let go and process the gunk and the garbage. This is called the cosmic washing machine here, and it's hard as heck to resist it. And those of you that do resist it are just going to incorporate that much more pain. If you're being shown something with your health, then it's time to detox. If you're being shown something with a relationship, then give it some space. If you're being shown something with a career, maybe it's time to move on. If you're being shown something with your money or finances or taxes, maybe it's time to be that much more responsible for it and not cheat, not take advantage of people or the government or whatever, and try to keep as high ethics as possible, because that's when you get audited, when you go through the midlife crisis transit, a lot of us. See, so it's very, very important, and this topic is very important, and I know I see a lot of people calling actually are into it. Kathy's 1944, Danielle is 1951, Carla's 56, Beverly's 19-4. A lot of people are already going through this. So today's going to be a very powerful show and an interesting show concerning this topic and beyond.